Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jonathan asks, how do I feel about schools not requiring the SAT anymore? So that's interesting. I hated taking the SAT, but I loved the fact that without paying for any prep course, I was able to get a 1450 on it. And it didn't do much for me, except got me an academic scholarship. I got an academic scholarship, which now I come to hear they would have done it anyway, as long as you stayed in state. But I couldn't afford to go out of state. I couldn't afford to go anywhere else. So even though I had a killer SAT score, it didn't do anything for me. So it caused a lot of stress. I had to bust my butt, you know, and it... I don't think it made me a better student, but I liked the idea of testing what you know, and I think it was more about the high school. Now, remember, I went to 12 schools, 4 high schools, so I was really, really nervous about what was going to happen from an SAT standpoint, because when you change schools and states and all that, you know, you're going to possibly have... you know, curriculum doubled or curriculum missed. Like, I never, by the way, I never learned the difference between fewer and less. I moved so many times that I never got that lecture. So you'll notice I'll use fewer and less inappropriately. There's a lot of things that you will miss when you switch schools and you don't have a curriculum that makes sure everything gets taught. But what I did like about SAT or ACTs is that it would reinforce things you learned, made sure you had basic math, made sure you had basic vocabulary. And the other thing that I found as a positive is I would watch Cheers. And if you remember, Shelley Long, her character, Diane Chambers, would use a lot of big words. And I would understand those big words because of the SAT prep. Now, I didn't have a prep course. How I prepped is one of the high schools of the 4 I went to really cared about SAT scores. So my honors English class was, I mean, we would have 100 vocab words tested each week, 20 new SAT vocab words each week. But you would be tested on any of 100. So you had to learn them. And I still have my notes, my flashcards for all those words. So I like the fact that I got a lot of new vocabulary, etc. But is it really, really necessary to have that? I don't know. I'm mixed. So we're being told that fewer than half of the students who applied early to college submitted standardized test scores. And only 4% of colleges require them. I think Purdue is going back to requiring it. But 3 years ago, 78% of applicants had to, I guess, submit it. So once COVID came, everybody was like, oh, you don't have to do these standardized scores, these standardized tests. Well, is that good? Is that bad? You don't necessarily have to have an SAT or ACT to see if your high school did a good job. But I do think you need some standardized testing. The problem we have right now is people are passing based on subjectivity or No Child Left Behind. So if they're struggling, and I agree with No Child Left Behind, we have to help those who struggle. But did some teachers just say, you know what, you got a C-? You made it. Move on. Now I got more students. You know, we don't really know because there's no standardization. But if you have somebody that, you know, got A's in high school and then did poorly on the SAT, one of two things is happening. Either those A's were fake, or B, this person has severe test anxiety. Now, some people go, okay, well then, you know, because of test anxiety, let's stop, doing tests. I go, well, then what happens if you're going to be a surgeon? You can't have operating room anxiety. What happens when you're doing construction and you're in a closed closet area? I mean, is there claustrophobia anxiety? I mean, you know, there's, at some point, you are going to have a job where you have to hustle. I mean, when I waited tables, that was stressful. You had to, you know, and you just had to get it done. So, I mean, one of the reasons for tests was, one, is to check your aptitude, but two, to see if you could function during a four-hour test or however long they are. So this test optional, for open, to make it fair, to make it fair to individuals, I do get that some of these tests can be skewed and there might be cultural differences. But on the flip side, my father, when he came to America, he had to learn language and he had to graduate the citizenship test and he had to take it in English. So he had to learn English enough to take the test. That's hard. But to become an American, that's what you had to do. If we don't care about that, and we don't care that you don't speak the language, and we don't care, then it's not a big deal. But if we do care about that, then you need to. So, you know, rejecting standardized tests like the California Public University system, if it works for them, and, you know, the degree is just all about, look, you're showing up, you're doing the best you can, then that's fine. But when it comes to some, of our industries, like healthcare, you really need to be on top of your knowledge. That's why we doctors have to take tests all the time. Do CMEs, recertify, in order to be board certified. One of you asked, what does board certified mean? Means not. Meaning my board of family medicine, I am following all their requirements to get that board medal on there, that board badge, so you guys know I'm passing my tests. When we come back, we have some people suggesting that MCATs for medical school not be required. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So every few weeks or months, I get an email about how your doctor doesn't speak English or how you can't understand your doctor. Timothy had written, why don't hospitals require people speaking English to work there? So that's interesting. You can't necessarily do that because it could be considered discriminatory or bias. But we do have a communication issue and communication gaps between people and their provider. And I think at one point there was a statistic saying 44% of doctors in the U.S. were trained outside of the U.S. I think that statistic is down more. I don't think that statistic, I think maybe the statistic, and I looked it up, I found one statistic saying 44.7 of all physicians who speak a non-English language graduated from a medical school outside the U.S. But most graduates Most of the doctors in America are American doctors. in terms of their fluency, that is changing. I've had students whose English was poor. So they would have trouble on their tests, and when I met with them, they're like, look, you know, my English isn't that good. Okay, so they're, what they're doing is they're translating the information they're learning in class, and then they have to translate it also on the test. Well, that is, you know, difficult for some. And they might be fluent in English, but do they know everything? Just like, you know, I'm fluent in Spanish, but I don't understand every word. And I don't understand every dialect. So I will not say I'm fluent. I will say I really, you know, I can, you know, I can do medical Spanish or I'm partially. But I don't even understand some American words. So there is one report that, let me see if I have this. This comes from, this is an older report, but it looks at doctors and patients not speaking the same language. And they say Doximity is a physician social and professional network looked at languages by patients and physicians in the 50 largest metropolitan areas to see where the biggest gaps were. Some of the top patient languages with the least overlap with U.S. doctors were Swahili, Sub-Saharan African, Hamitic, Near East Arabic, and Polynesian. The top languages spoken by doctors were Spanish, Hindi, and French. They said the District of Columbia was number one in having the most significant language gap. Then came Nashville, Tennessee. They said foreign-born doctors could reduce the language gap as they could be here for patients that are of their same language. But we have a lot of individuals that still don't understand their doctor, or their doctor doesn't understand them. Now, we do have, if you do speak a language and your doctor doesn't speak it, there are translating lines. I think AT&T used to do it. Well, there's a line, a language line, and you call, and then they get a translator, and then you go ahead and translate through. Many of you have said that, you know, the doctor doesn't have time, so the doctor will just wing it without, because they don't have time, which stinks, because you really need to take time. And you know, even with my Spanish-speaking patients, I still double-check that I'm not missing anything, because I just don't want to miss something. But we used to, not when I was in training, we didn't have to do a practical, but they brought on a practical in the 2000s that was very difficult to pass if you didn't speak English. And the rumors were behind it were that those tests would help make sure any doctor practicing or board certified in America had competency in the language. But then those tests got canceled during COVID. So we really don't have any standardization. I mean, for you to be board certified, you have to be able to take a test in English. I don't know if it's offered in other languages, but many doctors aren't board certified. They say to hell with it. It's expensive to board certify. It's a pain in the butt, and it's expensive to do all the CME. It's a and because there are so many, we're lacking so many doctors, a lot of places are not requiring you to be board certified. I am board certified. I don't ever want to give it up. But a lot of my friends are like, why do I have to do it? There's really no gain. And it costs a lot of money to maintain your certification. And it takes a lot of time. So, you know, they expect that there might still be more language gaps, but I think we are going to have to get better. And maybe Google Translate will later be an app or or not an app, but something that could be on your mouth where you say the English and it comes out the, you know, their language. So we might later be able to do that where we could speak different languages in real time. But right now it's a struggle. So, you know, medical students, there's a couple students from Ivy League schools who are asking the American Association of Medical Colleges, the AAMC, to change the entrance exam. And rather than giving it a score, make it pass-fail. Why? Because they think it hurts, they think it helps white applicants who are wealthy, have resources and access to books and coaches. So pass-fail could help allow those who can't access the resources to pass. This is according to Alessandro Hammond, a Harvard medical student, and Cameron Sabet, a University of Pennsylvania grad student studying ethics and medicine. So they did a Washington Post op-ed and said white applicants have an unfair advantage through the test. So I'm mixed because what I notice in schools that I've taught is the school provides prep courses. So everybody has access. I couldn't afford the prep course when I was, you know, studying. And so I didn't take the prep course. And I passed. I didn't do exceedingly well because I was working part-time and, you know, taking... I worked three part-time jobs, not to mention taking a full class load in college plus labs when I did my MCAT because I wasn't going for Harvard. I was like, you know what, I'm not... I passed tests pretty easily, so I didn't do that. You know, could I have gotten a better score if I did? Yeah, but I didn't have the money to. So, but there are some individuals that really want to get into the elite schools, so they might do that. But I know a lot of schools, to help their students pass, they offer those classes. So now that schools are doing that, but in terms of pass-fail versus a score, the score is nice when you want to stratify an applicant. If you have two applicants and you're like, well, gosh, you know, how good are they? How good a student are they? You have somebody that has a 600 score versus a 400 score, you're going to probably be like, okay, I think I like the 600 score. I think that person might do better. And the reason why these medical schools like that scoring is they get to boast pass rates, but they also get to boast board scores. So a lot of these schools will, if they're good board scores, will go, look, our average board score for the class of 2022 was 630. And you're like, damn. So that means that school must prepare me better for the boards. If a school just goes, yeah, we have a 99% pass rate, a lot of them do that. In fact, a lot of the schools, they wait till everybody takes it again and again and again until they finally pass, and then they boast, okay, 99% pass rate. So it doesn't help people decide which school is better. And it does, you know, it is a little problematic for residency directors to pick who's going to do better because these residency directors have tests. And they need to know that that student is going to pass and does well. Letters of recommendation, they help, but we students, and when I was a student, I went to my favorite doctors who I knew would write a good recommendation. So, Dr. Dahlia Wax is so amazing, blah, blah, blah. Well, that doesn't really help. When I write letters for my students, they are all glowing, you know? And then I might at the end, you know, say, this person you have to have, or I recommend, I might have different verbiage, but if somebody doesn't know the code, and it's not that I want to hurt the student, but there are some students where I just love, they are outstanding. But I love all my students. So, yeah, but you can't write the same letter, so you have to mix it up a little bit. So I don't know, pass, fail, that kind of thing. I mean, there's a big push to make medical school shorter and easier. I don't know. I think that also insults a lot of people of mixed race that they can't take a test like anybody else, that they have to have all these modifications. We have to be very, very careful when they try to say, look, you know, you have to change things around. You know, I get that these board review courses are expensive, but then maybe not have the board review courses, so then everybody has to take it using their own mind. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's not just the Midwest and Northeast hunkering down. The big storm blasting the heartland is heading south as well.
We did issue an advisory for extreme cold weather to make sure that all of our market participants are prepared for the conditions that we're expecting.
That's Paul Vegas, head of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. The wind and snow will combine to produce zero visibility conditions from Nebraska to the east tomorrow. They're trying to speed up the clock on Capitol Hill to approve that big federal spending bill because of the weather. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the deadline may be Friday.
But we hope to do it much sooner than that because we're mindful that a nor'easter is barreling down the East Coast.
Schumer told colleagues both sides have agreed on the $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. 70,000 plus without power in Humboldt County, California, after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake this morning. Rich Johnson, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yesterday, when we spoke about that Olive Garden manager who was so sick of staff calling out, who had worked for 11 and a half years, never taken one sick day despite being in an accident and all sorts of other things, where they said, look, if you're sick, you need to show us you're sick. If your dog died, you need to bring in the dead dog. That person had gotten fired. So when we spoke about that, one of our listeners, Jeffrey, said the answer is automation. And yes and no, all right? I am a little nervous about a bunch of companies going to automation because it will replace us, but I understand why employers are doing that. The more you can automate a job, then you don't have to worry about the call-outs. I can tell you as a business owner myself, second to government regulations and all the BS that happened with medicine, the next source of stress, main stress, was staff not showing up. and call-outs. And staffing is, I mean, it almost traumatizes you. I know a lot of people who have great business ideas, but they will never own a business again because of how bad it was when people wouldn't show up. And I go to restaurants and I go to stores and I see the owners or I see the managers. You know they were called in because staff wasn't there and you see the stress. And it is, if you could have a business that makes money without relying on employees, that's ideal. But most jobs need employees. Most franchises, most retail stores, most service industries, you need retail. And I want to talk about sick notes in a second, because some of you guys are having issues with sick notes, and I'll tell you about that. But going back to automation, Walmart went to automation. Walmart did a bunch of self-checkouts. Do you guys remember a few years back, they had these self-checkouts, which was fantastic in terms of having less people around, less staff. The machines cost money, but they made their money back if they didn't break down and they showed up. And they, didn't have workers' comp claims and all sorts of other things. Well, Walmart is saying it might not have been all as good as people think. And they think that one of the reasons why they have more theft these days and might have to close some stores is because of the automated jobs and less staff. Employees and customers say the self-checkouts to streamline operations and reduce labors helped enable a surge of theft. Now, as you know, Walmart CEO and President Doug McMillon told CNBC earlier this month that theft is higher than what it has historically been, and there will be no consequences if that is not corrected over time, or there will be consequences for them. Most DAs aren't really doing much for these thefts. The law enforcement have been defunded. There's not enough of them, and they have to deal with the violent crimes. That people stealing stuff, it just happens. Look at the riots in 2020. I don't know if who got arrested and who had to make good on stuff that was stolen or broken. So 100 Walmart customers and former and current employees reached out to an insider report imploring the retailer Walmart to rely less on self-checkout. They said they need to hire cashiers again and do away with so many self-checkouts. They're losing so much due to that. So the automation helped reduce cost. And so my guess is, and I mean for me, I would be scared to death to walk past the self-checkout and not do, there's always somebody there anyway. But I'm seeing in some places there isn't. So I make sure everybody sees that I did the waters on the bottom of my feet. I just want to make sure all cameras are on me, that I didn't take anything. I did it all legit, whatever. But I think there's a lot of people that don't. They put it in the purse. They steal stuff. They pretend like they're buying something at self-checkout. And then they go. So they're stealing. Walmart declined to answer questions on its ratio of self-checkout kiosks to additional checkout lanes staffed by cashiers. And if self-checkout has posed additional risks of theft, how much Walmart has lost? Now, Reuters reported in 2015 that the retailer was losing 1% of its U.S. revenue to stealing. Now, apparently, since it's more, they might have to close down stores. And I told you, I've been in stores. I was at Home Depot, bought a gift card, but then I had to go pee. And they asked, do you want a bag for this? I go, yes. And, oh, do you want a receipt? I go, yes. So nobody thinks I stole it. And they're like, we hear you. We've had tons of thefts today. Today? So I expected them to say tons of thefts this year, just today. I go, what are people stealing? Hammers, nuts, bolts, small things. They just go steal it, walk right out, don't do anything. And staff are told not to accost them because it's dangerous for them. I mean, if I was 110 pounds... and wasn't carrying, I mean, I wouldn't walk up to a 6 foot, 250 pound man saying, excuse me, are you stealing something? You know, I would probably, I mean, me with my size, I feel a little bit like, sir, are you going to pay for that? I mean, I might say something, but if I think he has a gun, just keep walking. So these self-checkouts, you know, are supposed to make it harder, to steal, but it's not. You need people there where you can't go through. Remember how checkout lanes were? They're pretty narrow. So you have to basically walk past somebody in order to get, you know, it makes it harder. But these there's no staff. There's no staff. So my guess is if Walmart can't control the thievery, they're going to just eventually have to do more online sales or pickup, or they close the stores. And it really stinks that people are stealing and they're losing it for the rest of us. You know, you want to try a sample of a perfume or something like that, you're not going to be able to because people will steal it. And they'll say it's a used bottle. It's my bottle. That's always worried me. I'll be in Walmart and my sunglasses are in my purse. And they're Walmart sunglasses, but I bought them on my previous Walmart trip. So I'm like, well, damn, you know what I need to do is I need to wear them inside the store so people know they're mine. Or leave them in the car. So sick notes, you know, how to call out sick. Some of you guys are sick. And you want to call out, and your bosses you think are going to fire you. Well, your boss, and it depends, okay? If they're a jerk, they're a jerk. But the average manager wants staff. The average manager does understand that with COVID and with illness, you have to take off. They get that. What I would do if I were you is if you can get a doctor's note, and you can do it with telemedicine now so you don't have to leave the house, do it. But the problem is now people know that you could just call telemedicine, say you're sick, and they're going to give you a note. So it doesn't really hold true. What you can do, though, is post a picture of your COVID test if you want. I mean, I really don't think it's your boss's business to know what you have. But if you are going to take off 5 days for COVID, you're kind of losing your privacy for that. Because you're like, my doctor told me to take off 5 days. Well, why? You know, it's probably COVID. So depending on how comfortable you are, I would show them the proof. You don't have to show them the diarrhea. You don't do it, but I told you guys, if you ever have to call out of work, okay, say diarrhea. Now, I think that's already getting old, but back then, nobody would think you were lying because it was embarrassing to say you had diarrhea. Now everybody talks about diarrhea. But you know, it is a little embarrassing to say, look, I have to keep running to the bathroom, and I don't want to poop in my pants. I want to be there. So I'm sitting next to a toilet right now. Please don't fire me. I want to be there. And that's another thing, too. I know a lot of people know how to play their manager, but a lot of the call-outs are, sorry, I'm sick, sorry, click. But those that are really, you know, concerned and really feel bad about it, you could convey that and say, look, I really don't want to call out. I know you're in trouble. It's just this is the problem I have. You know, I am coughing. I am throwing up. I want to be there. Trust me. I need to be there. I just can't with this. And the second I feel better, I'll be there. I'll give you a doctor's note, whatever you need. What I used to do is, like, if I needed a day off, I would promise to work a day that was very busy and not a popular staffing day. So I would say, look, I'm going to be there for Christmas. I'll be there, you know. So sometimes you can negotiate. Sick notes now are very easy to get on telemedicine platforms. So it should be easier for you to get without having to leave and go to a doctor. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this mRNA technology wasn't new. I know a lot of people freaked out because the vaccine was new, and they were concerned that we were mandating, and they had perfect concerns. Concerns are understandable, that we were mandating a vaccine that was experimental. But the technology that was used within the vaccine has been around for a while. And the reason why that technology, the mRNA, directed treatments had been around is because we were studying it for cancer. And then they said, look, we could use this technology to make spike proteins, and then that could allow people to be able to fight COVID. So one of the deadliest cancers out there is melanoma. And it looks like this sort of immunotherapy, using the immune system to recognize and detect the cancer, using a form of vaccine looks like slash the risk of relapse or death by 44%, which is huge. The shot is combined with immunotherapy drug, and it reduced the chance of relapse and death in sufferers after having melanoma surgery by 44%. They used pieces of genetic code from the patient's tumors, and the vaccine effectively taught the body to fight off the cancer. Every shot, though, has to be handmade, tailored to that specific patient. So you can't use your husband's shot, or, and this isn't a vaccine that you could get to prevent melanoma in your future. But this is, you have a tumor. This tumor can spread, and it could go to places in the body. You need your immune system to find it and knock it out. It's a brilliant scientific mechanism and technology. Which is why, you know, I'm a fan of pharmaceutical companies. Because if I I'm at risk for melanoma. I've already had precancerous lesions that were atypical moles. My biggest fear is I have a melanoma hiding somewhere that nobody could see, and then all of a sudden I find out that it spread to the brain. But immunotherapy and some of these fancier medications is why Jimmy Carter is still alive. A lot of people have been surviving melanoma. FDR sadly died before any treatment and before he was even diagnosed. Now you look at him and you go, I think he had melanoma above his left eyebrow. But back then, they just said he died from a stroke. Well, it could have been he had a hemorrhagic stroke from the melanoma in his brain. So there's melanoma is something you don't want to mess with. So pharmaceutical giants Merck and Moderna are co-developing this vaccine. And they now rapidly seek approval for the final stage clinical trial that will confirm the vaccine's efficacy on a much larger group of patients. If this clinical trial goes through, then maybe we could get this approved within the next 6 months. So this would help those people who have melanoma. The tumor gets excised in surgery, because we do. When, usually with melanoma, you know, we will try to remove as much of it as well as a large swath of surrounding tissue where that melanoma could have spread. Then we would send the tumor's genetic mutations to the lab. Then they would insert tumor cells into mRNA for the mRNA to deliver instructions to teach the immune system how to spot cancer cells. It won't give cancer to you. It'll be a teaching thing. And then if the cancer returns, the white blood cells know how to fight it. It's a brilliant technology. So with melanoma, when you get diagnosed with it, you're nervous. And we have had patients where they would get it removed. Nothing was found in lymph nodes. They thought they were fine, only to find out later it had spread. Or they had a second melanoma that spread. So we need to be aggressive with that. They say the vaccine is given at 9 doses every 3 weeks, along with one course of Keytruda. Merck's immunotherapy drug works by releasing the brakes on the body's immune system so it could fight the cancer. The shot could be expensive. It could cost $100,000 per shot. Now, that poses the next question. Well, what do we do? If we do have medications such as this, how do we afford it? The Pfizer vaccine for COVID is going up to $130. Now, the government has been paying for vaccines, but eventually they're not going to. They're going to run out of money. They're going to have to stop printing money. Will the average person pay $130 for a COVID vaccine? Will the average insurance pay for it? I think the average insurance will pay for it, but what about this melanoma treatment? Just because we have a way to cure somebody doesn't mean somebody's going to want to pay for it. Now, the patient would want to pay for it, but the insurance company may be like, say what? $100,000 a shot? Now remember, this isn't anything that could be mass manufactured. This involves your personal tumor being taken out and then, you know, redeveloped into a vaccine and injected into you. There's no way for them to cut costs on mass or global or, you know, or automate production. This is a very personalized, strategic. And by the way, this could maybe work with multiple cancers. Pancreatic cancer, colon cancer, anything that has a potential to spread, lung cancer. This technology could be the key to fighting cancer. It is huge. Problem is, it's going to be expensive. And the average insurance company might not want to spend $100,000 per person, not to mention the surgery for the melanoma and the follow-up. Insurance is going to be very, very difficult to keep at bay. You know, people say, well, let's go universal, Dahlia. Let's just do a Medicare for all, or let's have a public option. Let's have government pay. I don't think government can pay, considering what people, I mean, this is expensive, the type of medicine that people need. And if somebody, it costs thousands a month to care for, that, you know, are we going to have enough funds for those individuals? For healthy people that rarely get a cold and could call telemedicine, okay, that could save the government money. But once you have something, you know, like hepatitis or colon cancer or even hemorrhoids can cost money. I mean, you know, once it costs money, a delivery, then that starts to stress the system. And so I'm very worried about what type of scale down skeleton plan they'll be able to provide for free for everybody. You know, we're thinking we're going to get the $100,000 shot for melanoma if we have a public option. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. In the study, 157 patients were given the personalized vaccines along with Merck's immunotherapy drug Keytruda. All had stage 3 or 4 melanoma, which is advanced. They were compared to the control group with high-risk melanoma who had received surgery but only received the immunotherapy Keytruda. And so they found some pretty good results. So we got something here. Of course, I recommend trying not to get melanoma or finding it early. Remember the ABCDEs and Fs of moles. A is if it's asymmetrical. If you draw a line between the mole and it doesn't look identical, like a freckle, if it isn't asymmetry, that could be a bad mole, something that could be cancer. Not necessarily melanoma, but in a cancer family. If the border is not smooth, but it's irregular, and it doesn't really have a border, it's kind of a fuzz or it's irregular, okay, that is chaotic. Freckles, remember, have nice round borders. If the color is variegated, meaning rather than all uniform but has multiple colors, remember, cancer is chaotic. So some melanocytes are going to grow more than others if it has multiple colors. D, a diameter greater than a centimeter. E, if it's evolving or elevating. And F, if it's growing fast. That could be skin cancer. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.